so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Somebody say it tonight. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus.
We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we drink the blood of Jesus. We command every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. We cover those parts of every part of our body with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover the airways, the atmosphere, our environment in the name of Jesus. Father, this evening we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the whole armor of God and the armor of life. According to Ephesians 6:10-18, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, this evening we ask you, O God, for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will send us divine angelic assistance in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We thank you for divine connection into your holy throne room. We thank you for those that are listening that will experience a life-changing encounter with you. We thank you for understanding and revelation. We thank you for opening these doors in the name of Jesus. Your grace is sufficient, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rain down your power. Rain down your glory. Rain down your love. Rain down your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We bless you, O God. I pray for those that are listening. I pray that you will prepare their hearts to receive what you are speaking to us and through us in the name of Jesus. Father God, prepare that our hearts to receive. And those that do not know Jesus Christ, we pray that they will come to know you as the Lord and personal Savior in Jesus' name, O God. Father God, we pray, O Lord, that you will make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. You will even make a way in the wilderness in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we stand on your word and your promises in the name of Jesus. Your word will not go back void. It will accomplish that which is set to accomplish in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. O Father God, pour a special grace. Pour a special grace in the name of Jesus. Empower us. Let our eyes be attentive to what you speak to us this evening. We give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good evening. Once again, this is Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. You are listening to I Am Mount Sinai School of Prayer, which is part of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This evening, we're learning about the Spirit of Man, Part 4. We did the last three parts before, but now we're doing Part 4, the Spirit of Man. So this evening, I want you to get your Bibles, all your tools ready, your pencils, paper, so you can keep your notes in the name of Jesus. We pray that you get all those things. Get yourself prepared. Most importantly, get your heart prepared to receive the word of God. Let us continue in worship. Hallelujah. Let worship permeate the very atmosphere that is in your home, the very atmosphere in your environment, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
we're not going to save it anymore. You might as well break open that alabaster box. Every ounce of worship that you've been saving, every ounce of worship that you've been saving, there's nothing worth more than Him. There's nothing worth more than Him. I dare you to lose yourself in this room tonight. I give it all. I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room. Some people who have some seeds in the ground, and just begin to declare that. Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Come on, say it real big. Say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Let me tell you something. Rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things and you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect the harvest. Follow.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We took you into deeper into worship to prepare the atmosphere for the presence of the Lord. The atmosphere on the radio, the atmosphere in your homes, and prepare our hearts so when the seed is planted, it takes root in your heart, in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Lord, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. Jesus said that he will send the Holy Spirit who will teach and lead us and guide us into all truth. So, Holy Spirit, we are depending on you to do this teaching this evening. I'm only a vessel being used by you. Take everything inside of me that is not of God. Have mercy. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Let me be a pure holy vessel in Christ Jesus that can be used for your glory and honor. Anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mind, my thoughts. Let me speak in the wisdom that comes from Almighty God and not in man's wisdom. So Jesus, once again, we thank you. We bless you and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This evening we are talking about the Spirit of Man, part 4. What we are looking into is the emotional part of the Spirit of Man. The emotional part of the Spirit of Man. We have emotions, we have compassions, we have different attributes of the Spirit of Man. And this evening we're talking about the emotions. Even Jesus, we're looking at the best example we can look at, and we're looking at the emotions using Jesus as an example to look at the emotions that Jesus had, emotions, the feelings, how he felt in his spirit. Our spirit can get emotional. One of the scriptures I'm going to look at is Jesus, he was able to discern in his spirit or could sense the scribes were questioning him in their hearts. When we look at the book of Mark 2, verse 8, Jesus could discern in the spirit, and he knew that the Pharisees was questioning in their hearts about him. So let's look at the book of Mark 8, 12. This evening we're going to do a lot of scriptures, so please make sure you have your pen and pads ready. Mark 8, verse 12. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Mark 8, 12. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall be no sign given unto this generation. He sighed deeply, deeply in his spirit. And many of us, sometimes we do sigh in our spirit. Hallelujah. He sighed in his spirit. And then he thought about, why does this generation seek a sign? Verily I say to you, there shall be no sign be given unto them. So as sighing, as he sighs, that is an emotion. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus had emotions, which is a part of the spirit of man. Jesus was shaped in spirit, deeply moved, disturbed, sighed, and repeatedly groaned and wept, and was deeply disquieted over the death of his friend Lazarus. Let's look at John 11. John 11, hallelujah. Jesus, I want you to realize that Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. Jesus carried that spirit of man, which is the breath and the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So let's look at John 11. When Lazarus had died, his friend had died, he groaned and wept bitterly over the death of his friend. So I'm going to look at John chapter 11. I'm going to look at verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Hallelujah. That is the emotional part. And said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. That is an expression of his emotion. We express our emotions with crying, with laughing. Emotions are expressed in so many different ways, dancing. So the spirit of man has emotions. Hallelujah. Jesus was troubled in spirit over the fact that Lazarus was about to betray him. We are using Jesus Christ as a template when we talk about the spirit of man, because he was 100% man and 100% God, and he is the best example that we can use. So let's look at, he was troubled over the fact that Judas was about to betray him. Many of us have gone through betrayals before. And when you go through betrayals, yes, you are troubled in your spirit. It gets very emotional when someone has betrayed you. John 13, 21. Let's read. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled by and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. He was troubled in spirit. Amen. And so he knew, because he knew about the betrayal of Judas. So his spirit was troubled. He was emotional about that. You do get emotional about betrayal. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So the spirit of man has emotions. Hallelujah. The spirit can be overwhelmed by trouble. The spirit of man can be overwhelmed by trouble. Let's look at Psalm 77, verse 3. Psalm 77, verse 3. The spirit can be overwhelmed by trouble. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. So your spirit can be overwhelmed by trouble. The emotional part of your spirit overwhelmed by trouble. Hallelujah. And let's look at, as you look, another scripture is Psalm 142, verse 3. Psalm 142, verse 3. Turn your Bible, 142, verse 3. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they privately laid a snare for me. Overwhelming spirit, hallelujah. His spirit was overwhelmed. That's another scripture. Now let's look at Psalm 143, verse 4. We're still talking about an overwhelming spirit. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. My heart is within me is desolate. Hallelujah. The spirit can be overwhelmed by trouble. When the queen of Sheba saw the excesses of Solomon, she was overwhelmed, and there was no spirit in her. That's not 2 Chronicles 9:4. 2 Chronicles 9:4 needs to be refreshed. Our spirit needs to be refreshed. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 16:18. 1 Corinthians 16:18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 16:18. And it reads, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that I search. That is 1 Corinthians 16:18. For they have refreshed my spirit with yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that I search. So the spirit can be what? Spirit of man can be refreshed. 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 So let's look at 2 Corinthians 7:13. 2 Corinthians 7:13. And it reads, therefore, we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and more exceedingly the more joy for the joy of the spirit of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. His spirit was refreshed, hallelujah, by you all. So our spirit can be refreshed, refreshed, which is the spirit of man can be refreshed. There are times people are so tired. The spirit man is so tired and overwhelmed, and that spirit can be refreshed. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2:13. Sometimes our spirit cannot find relief when we are stressed. Sometimes our spirit can't find relief when we are stressed. That's why it's not good to be walking and you're so stressful. 2 Corinthians 2:13. I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Hallelujah. So he could not find rest in his spirit because he could not find Titus, which was his brethren. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The spirit sometimes our spirit cannot find relief when we are stressed. The spirit can be grieved by sin. The spirit of man can be grieved by sin. Acts 17:16. The spirit of man can be grieved because of sin. Hallelujah. The spirit of man can be grieved because of sin. And the scripture reference for that is Acts 17:16. And let me read that for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day of the Lord. Okay. Now what Paul waited for them at Athens. His spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city fully given to idolatry. Spirit was grief. When we see things in our spirit, we get grief at times. His spirit was grief because it's what he saw in that city. The spirit of man can be grieved. The spirit can be grieved by a broken heart. The spirit can be grieved by a broken heart. Isaiah 54:6. Isaiah 54:6. The spirit can be grieved by a broken heart. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:6. For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken, grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith the Lord. When thou wast refused, saith the Lord. So you get your spirit, the spirit of man can grieve. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Those are some of the scriptures that I'm giving you above. The spirit of man can grieve. The spirit of man can have a broken heart. And the spirit can be grieved by anxiety. The spirit of man can be grieved by anxiety. That is in the book of Daniel 7:15. Daniel 7:15. The book of Daniel. I love that book. Daniel 7:15. Let's look at it. Daniel 7:15 reads, Daniel was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the features of my head troubled me. Daniel was grieved in the spirit. So the spirit of man can be grieved, amen, in the name of Jesus, by anxiety. The spirit can be saddened. The spirit of man can be saddened. 21:5. The spirit of man can be saddened. 1 Kings 21:5. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings 21:5. Thank you, Jesus. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? The spirit can be saddened. Hallelujah. And the spirit can be troubled. The spirit of man can be troubled. Daniel 2:1. The spirit of man can be troubled. Look in your Bibles. It's in Daniel. The scripture for that is Daniel 2:1. Daniel 2:1. If you can join me as we get to that scripture, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it reads, Daniel 2:1 reads, and in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep break him. When your spirit is troubled, most of the time you stay awake. It's so hard to sleep when your spirit is troubled. And that's the spirit of man. The spirit of man can be crushed. Psalm 34:18. The spirit of man can be crushed. Hallelujah. 34:18. That's one of my favorite scripture I read daily. So let's look at it. 34:18. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such be as a contrite spirit. Amen. So the spirit can be grieved by a broken heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now the spirit can be troubled. The spirit can be crushed. The spirit can be broken. We got Proverbs 17:22, Job 17:1, Psalm 51:17, Proverbs 15:13. This is all about the spirit being crushed, saddened, troubled, crushed, broken. Job 17:1, Psalm 51:17, Proverbs 15:13. Hallelujah. And the spirit can be disheartened by circumstances. Psalm 143, verse 7. Psalm 143, verse 7. 143, verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit filleth I not thy face unto me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see that the spirit can be disheartened by circumstances. So when we talk about the spirit of man, we talk about the emotions. I said some different emotions this evening, and we're going to go a little bit further. The spirit, these scriptures describe deep emotions that are felt in the spirit, not the soul. Amen. The speech is the spirit of man. Our attitude, personality, and character comes from the spirit of man. Daniel had an excellent spirit. That means he had a right attitude to God. Jesus said, you do not know what kind of spirit you are, meaning they had the wrong attitude. Luke 9:55. There is a spirit of right attitude to God. Renew a right spirit, Luke 1:10. And a spirit of wrong attitude. Renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Renew a right, and that's a prayer we need to pray all the time. Then, in the spirit of a wrong attitude of God, whose spirit inspired come forth from your mouth? Psalm 26, verse 4. There is a spirit that searches diligently for God. Psalm 77, verse 6. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Hallelujah. I want us to go back a little bit over the emotions. And one of the greatest emotions we are going to talk about that I want to expound on is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, as we have come to the mid part of this prayer Bible study, I pray that you will release your tangible anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to go into one short worship song, and then we come back, open heavens.
Of rain.
sound. Do you hear it? Come on, somebody say it again. Say it.
Raised the dead,
Jesus is our example. And even with all that he did, they still crucify him. The very same people that he helped was the very same people that would betray him and put him on that cross. And his spirit was grieved. And many times in life, we are no different than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, a 100% man and a 100% God. He felt same thing that you and I feel, anguish, emotions. When you feel let down, when you feel betrayed, when you are disappointed, you feel that same old way, just like Jesus did. So the spirit of man can be grieved. The spirit of man can go through anxiety. The spirit of man can be broken. The spirit of man can be crushed. The spirit of man can go into distress. The spirit of man can be troubled. The spirit of man can be disappointed. Hallelujah. Jesus went through everything. Rejection. That's the same when you are rejected. Your emotions rise up, which is the emotions of the spirit of man. When you are disappointed, your emotions fuse your emotions. And sometimes the manifestation of your emotions, you cry when someone dear to you die and you lost someone. That spirit of man is grieved. When you've lost a loved one, it's broken, it's grieved, it's crushed. And manifestation comes, sometimes you cry. Hallelujah, because your spirit is crushed. When you're going through some things that you're not expecting, the spirit goes through different types of emotions. The spirit of man. Hallelujah. And all these where we're talking about the spirit of man emotionally. But what did Jesus do? He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. Hallelujah. So when you're going through, when your spirit is crushed, what do you do? Pray. Pray. Worship. Talk to God. Praise him. Do not keep all those emotions in. Get on your knees when you're overwhelmed, when your spirit is overwhelmed. And talk to God as you would talk to a friend. Even if you got to cry out in tears and anguish, but cry out to the Father who hears and sees. When your spirit gets overwhelmed, broken emotionally. Yes, you're a Christian, but it happens to everyone because we carry the spirit of man. And we just have a relief to the word of God, through prayers, through fellowship. Sometimes people go through Christian counseling. God has given us a lot of tools and resources, the Bible, the Holy Spirit. So I've named all these things when the spirit of man is grieved. Now let's look at the spirit of man when you're not a Christian. What happens when the spirit is crushed? Sometimes people commit suicide. When the spirit of man is crushed, they feel hopeless and helpless, and they commit suicide. Some people go into drugs. drinking, and have some illicit behavior, because their spirit is crushed if they're not in the kingdom of Almighty God and do not know which way to turn. Unfortunately, these things happen. When a spirit is crushed, sometimes people lose a lot of weight. Sometimes people gain a lot of weight when you're in the world. But when you're with God, hallelujah, he will strengthen you. Amen, in the name of Jesus. As you read your Bible, you pray, you talk to him as you would a close friend. Meditate on his word. You will feel that strength. Because you can do all things. You can do what? All things. Even I pray that as you study, that you can read deeper and understand that the spirit of man has emotions. None of you under the sound of my voice can say that you have not had emotions. Jesus had it, and we have it also. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. I want to look at one more thing. One more thing before we close. When Jesus was overwhelmed in the Garden of Gethsemane, hallelujah, as when we look, I think it's the book of Luke, the Bible says the angels came and strengthened him. Hallelujah. The angels came and strengthened him. So God always got a solution when the spirit is undergoing negativity. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So I just want you to know that Jesus had feelings. He had emotions. He cried out. Some of the scriptures talk about sweat, drops like of blood falling down to the ground. His sweat was like blood. Blocks of blood falling to the ground. Hallelujah. So these things are things that we go through because we carry the spirit of man, which is the breath of God. When we look at the spirit of man, we look deeper, which is the breath of God, as the spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is grieved. The Holy Spirit has emotions also. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to stop right here this evening. And if there's anyone that has questions, please press 1 on your keypad. And we'll answer your questions as best as we can. In the name of Jesus, just press 1 on your keypad. If not, the young is on the line. Can she press 1 on the keypad? Because I want her to do a closing prayer for us this evening if she's on the line. Pastor Young, if you're on the line, on the air, please press 1 on your keypad. And I'll open the line for you to pray for and with us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your love, and goodness. Thank you, Lord, for what you have already done in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you, Lord, did your children hear your word and have received it into the spirit, let it produce fruit in this season. In the name of Jesus, we thank the Lord for this ministry. We thank the Lord for outstretching your hand upon this ministry. We thank you, Lord, for using this ministry for your glory and for your honor. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, this is Apostle Marco Boyu, and that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We are studying the spirit of man, which is studying the emotions of the spirit of man. And I pray that you had an understanding of this topic. You can email us at iampress@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.iampress.org. In the name of Jesus, or you can email us at iampress@gmail.com. iampress@gmail.com. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed evening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You see your people gathered in one place on one accord, and you hear our praises as we sing unto our sovereign Lord. But are you pleased by what you hear? Is it a sweet sound to your ears? So will you start on the inside and then work your way out? 'Cause it's not about how I lift my hands or how loud I shout. 'Cause man looks on the outside, but you see my heart. So help me say, you see your sweet,
you see your people
gathered in
one place on one,
and you hear our praises,
as we sing unto our sovereign.
But are you pleased?
Is
it a sweet sound? God, make this a prayer tonight. God, it's not how or how loud a shout. To see men look on the outside, but you see my heart. So on the inside, it's where you'll start. Now, if that's really your prayer, just this simple phrase, say, start on the inside.
Start on the inside.
Come on, forget about who's around you and sing this straight to the Lord. Start on the inside.
I'm tired of the man. I'm tired of the size. Start on the inside.
Tired of singing and preaching about something. you're there.
Move on the inside.
Don't just move, God, but I want you to leave. I don't just want visitation tonight, but I want habitation. Live. Habitation. Say,
live on the inside.
Come on, ask him to dwell here. You want to live in me.
Live on the inside.
Hey, somebody lift your voice and say so. God, we're hungry. God, we're thirsty. Will you start? Be faithful to finish it.